Today on Real Life Radio.
You study that pure Bible. You forget what people are telling you. Divorce yourself from it. Bible. And you will come to the end of your Bible as you come to the book of Revelation. And you got to throw your arms up and say, Jesus, I see you. Now I understand.
Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. Real Life. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series called The Book of Revelation with a message called, Now Will You Come, Please? As we now approach the end of the book of Revelation, there really is a sense of anticipation, a sense of urgency, if you will. You see, the reality is Christ will return. Revelation tells us about his return not only as a warning, but as a promise that he is coming quickly. And when he returns, many will be condemned by how they lived. But those who are saved through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross will be rewarded. So today, on this part of the message, Pastor Jack goes on to say, that the Lord invites us to come to Him. Whoever is tired of how their life is going along and whoever thirsts for more than what this life is offering, Jesus says, come. Now in his message called, Now Will You Come, Please? Here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Titus 2:10, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior in all things. Now the Lord God, now God's our Savior. I thought Jesus was our Savior. He is. Are you guys okay? Yep. So quiet. Jude 1, 2 and 4, or 24 and 25. Jude 1, 24 and 25. Now unto him is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to God our, what? Savior who alone is wise. 1 Timothy 4:10. For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God. Oh, really? Who's that? Who is the Savior of all men, especially those who believe. I thought Jesus was our Savior. He is. Back to the Old Testament here, Isaiah 42:8. I am the Lord, that is my name, my glory I will not give to another. So this is not a Jesus trying to be a wannabe God here. God does not share his glory with anybody. Hosea 13:4. Yet I am the Lord your God ever since the land of Egypt, and you shall know no God but me, for there is no Savior but me. Isaiah 45:21. Tell and bring forth your case. Yes, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from the ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no other God beside me, a just God and Savior. There is none beside me. Isaiah 43:11. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I love this next verse. Hang on to your seats. Before I say it, you know, in English, we say Jehovah. Did you know there's no such word? It's printed in English, and Americans say the word Jehovah, the name of God. That's not, you can't even say that technically. Did you know that? There is no, it's Jehovah. You're trying to speak Hebrew when you don't even know Hebrew. Because there is no Jah in Hebrew. There is no J sound. It's Yah. Yah. Hova, Yahweh, right? Not Jehovah, not Jahweh. Jahweh, man. What Jahweh you going? No, it's Yahweh. Yah is God's name. My dear Muslim friends, you know, they don't know what their God's name is. They'll tell you, we don't know. He can't be known. We don't know. We call him Allah, which is Arabic for God, because we don't know his name. He can't be known. It's not what the Bible says. The God of the Bible is known and knowable. And he even gives us his name. Look at Psalm 68, verse 4. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name, extol him who rides on the clouds by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. So you ought to rejoice. Always. Proverbs 30, verse 4. You've heard this 1,000 times before. It's a great verse. This is for our Jewish friends. And if they're wearing a little yarmulke on the back of their head, when they read this verse, because I had this happen in Israel, it almost begins to float and spin. Because they're like, oy vey. I've never seen this before. Listen. Who has ascended into heaven or descended? Who has gathered the winds in his fist and who has bound the waters in a garment? Who has established the ends of the earth? What is his name? And every good Jew who's read Psalm 68 would go, yeah! But that verse doesn't end there. What is his name? And what is his son's name, if you can tell? Did you hear that? What's his name? Yah. What's his son's name? Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? I've watched the power of that verse. Psalm 2, verse 11 and 12. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son. How's it spelled? S-O-N. Lest he be angry and you perish from the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all those who put their trust in who? Him. Who's him? The sentence structure demands. Those who put their trust in the Son. You can't get away from it. Isaiah 7:14. Every Christmas card's got this one. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, being translated as what? God dwells or God among. The word is technically God tabernacles with us. Where, when did Jesus ever come into the world? Bethlehem. Did the Bible forewarn that? Yes. Did God ever say that he was going to live among humanity? Yes. How did he do it? Jesus. That's his son's name. Luke 1:30. Luke chapter 1, verse 30. And the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. Philippians 2:10. That in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those in heaven, of those on earth, and those under the earth. That's creepy. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. What? Yes. To the glory of God the Father. Philippians 3:20. For our citizenship is in heaven, for which we eagerly await for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus is the Savior. John 4:42. And so the Samaritan said to the woman, now we believe, not because of what you've said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. 1 John 4:14. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. 2 Peter 1:11. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's no wonder then, friend, Romans 10:13 says, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord will have to start tithing. No. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord must join our church. No. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord must do time in ministry. No. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord. Do you hear Jesus' plea now coming back to Revelation 22? He's crying out, come. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Look again at Philippians 2:10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Look at Acts 4:12. For there is salvation, there is no salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given among mankind by which we must be saved. You study that pure Bible. You forget what people are telling you. Divorce yourself from it. Bible. And you will come to the end of your Bible as you come to the book of Revelation, and you got to throw your arms up and say, Jesus, I see you. Now I understand. Now will you come, verse 14 to 16, because Jesus is the request. Blessed are those who do his commandments, believe in him, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. Verse 15, but outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral people, murderers and adulterers, and whoever loves and practices a lie. Before we go to verse 16, just know this. Verse 15 does not mean that we're all going to be in heaven and you might look over the fence. Oof. Look at all those freaked out sinners out there. Look at those sexually immoral people. That's not what it means. This is tragic. Outside are these. It doesn't mean across the street from heaven. It means as far as heaven can be from them is where they are. This is called hell. They are in the opposite direction of where God is. Who's in hell? Those who live for self-pleasure. The word sorcery here, sorceries, is incantations, magic, spells. Horoscopes would fall underneath that. By the way, that's a Babylonian cult. Drugs, sorcery, is pharmakei, pharmacy. Drugs. Why is that connected? Because, my friend, drug use opens you up to the demonic realm. As does pornography, as does alcohol. They'll open you, unlock you to a demonic realm. Very powerful. But look at verse 16. I love this. I, Jesus. Listen to him. Now Jesus is making testimony. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you. These things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Church, listen carefully, please, and we'll be done quickly. Jesus is saying this. I, Jesus, listen to him speak to you. You guys, this is the word of God, the Bible. It's alive. Jesus is saying, I, Jesus, testify, I announce, I say to you, I've sent this message via my angel, my messenger, to be spoken of in the churches. You may be listening in right now via radio. You may be listening in by CD or listening to us online. But listen, you can even be in church right now, here and now. And Jesus is saying, because he's the eternal one, he's saying to you right now, I, Jesus, I'm speaking to you. And you know what? I can't see his finger pointing at you. I just know this to be absolutely true from the Bible, that Jesus is speaking to every person that's hearing right now, and he's talking and challenging you in your heart, and he's saying to you, do you agree with this word, the Bible, about who I am? Do you understand? I, Jesus, am making this announcement to you. When he says, I'm the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star, we don't need to belabor this other than to say he is now again saying of his eternalness. It doesn't take an Einstein to figure this out. Look, it says, I am the root. I'm the root. What comes first? The plant, the flower, or the root? You can't have a flower, you can't have a plant without the root. Jesus says, I'm the root of whom? David. David? Yep. Number one, that announces to us, because we know our Bibles, that Christ must physically reign from Jerusalem. That's coming in the second coming. It's before this event that's here in our scripture, but it's after the day that you and I are living here right now. Now watch this. This is kind of fun and funny. I'm the root of David. David came from me, but I'm also the son of David. That means he's engineered the whole thing. I'm eternal. Remember, we read all that. I'm eternal. I brought forth David in his house, and I am of David in his house. I am God the Creator, and I brought it forth. I am also man's Redeemer. I've come forth unto you. I know no sin. I am holy and pure. I'm not a human. I'm God. I came out of a human. I became a human. And I went to the cross to pay for all of your sins. Because no good man could have died for any one of you. because there are no good men. Every woman knows that. That's a joke. Good meaning only God is good. And then finally, we end here, verse 17. Now will you come is the request. Listen, because Jesus Christ is himself the requester. He's requesting you. Isn't it amazing? He's requesting you. He wants you. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Please take out your highlighter. The Spirit's capital S. That's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit and the bride. The Holy Spirit and the church, they say one thing. What is it? Come. That should be the message of the church. Come, people, come. This week's the Harvest Crusade, right? I think. This weekend. Greg Laurie's going to say, come. We're going to sing that song for about 3 or 4 nights. Come just as you are. Right? Come. That's the message of the Lord. Come. Listen, those of you who need to hear this, God is saying to you, come. Don't get out of here. He's not saying leave. He's saying come. You need to hear that. This big, bad old God that you're terrified of and that you would never give your heart to, he's not saying get out of here. He's saying come. And he's on a knee pleading. And then the church, if it's a real, true, Bible-believing church, do you know what it's going to be saying? Come. Come on. Come, please. Come to Christ. Not only that, let him who hears say, come. That means you're thinking, hey, I've heard this. Wow. Hey, friend, why don't you come with me? He who hears is saying, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take of the water of life freely. We end with this. Come, says the Holy Spirit. Come, says the church. Come, says he who listens. What do you need to do? You need to come, but I can't make you come. I can't make you decide on Jesus. It's impossible. It's not my job. I can't do it. It's between the Holy Spirit and you. And we're going to end with this, so please be still. If I were to bring up to you a 5-gallon jug of pure spring water, would it be more valuable to you if you were thirsty or not thirsty? Thirsty. If you were not hungry and you go out to a restaurant to eat, would you enjoy it as much if you were to be hungry and eat? Hungry, huh? That's why Jesus said, if you're hungry, eat of the bread that I give you. I am the bread of life. Jesus says, if you're thirsty, drink of the water that I give. If you've got to be thirsty. Let him who's thirsty, let him take. Will you take? Will you finally stop goofing off and take the water he gives? Oh, Pastor, don't tell me. My Bible's all marked up. My Bible's older than you are. I don't care. I don't care if you're the Pope or the son of the Pope. Are you born again? Well, I'm a retired preacher. So what? Are you born again? Jesus says you must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven. Will you take of the water? The Spirit says come. The Holy Spirit is saying to you, come on. Jesus, as it were, is pleading, no more delay, come now. The church is saying, come. But are you listening? And are you thirsty? You see, this morning, if you're just, you know what, can you end now? I gotta go. You're not thirsty. And you'll never drink. You're lost. You have no appetite. You're not thirsty at all. So you can't come. In fact, look, it says, let him come. Let him who's thirsty, the one who desires, let him come. Look at this picture. It's like you're holding him back. Okay, all right, go. And he runs. He runs and he throws himself before Jesus, plunging into the water of life. That may not even be in your heart. You don't even care. It's because you're lost. Well, what if I don't want to be lost? If you don't want to be lost, now you're starting to acquire a thirst. Well, Jack, I'm thirsty. I want God. Then you're thirsty. Drink. Those of us who are Christians, we have drank of his water. It's completely satisfying, but it's an interesting water. It keeps us coming back for more, even though we're filled. Go figure. Strange. Some of you, you need him now. Let's end this by praying. And if you agree with this prayer, you let God know. You just let him know. Let's bow our heads. Father, I come and Lord, I ask on behalf of these, your people, I pray, Father, that your spirit would move now using the word of God to touch our hearts. And Lord, I ask now in Jesus' name, as we bow our heads in prayer, if this morning you would agree with this prayer, that you would say this, "Dear Lord, forgive me. Cleanse me of my sins. Forgive me of my self-righteousness and of my own effort and my arrogance, honestly. Forgive me for arguing about you instead of falling down before you. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I divorce myself from all achievement, all preconceived notions and ideas. I embrace your word alone. I believe, Lord Jesus, that you died on the cross for my sins, and I cannot change, alter, take away, and add one bit to that, only but to trust in you. And so, Lord, I come now trusting. Answer all my questions. I have 1,000 of them. Take away my fear and insecurities. Fill me with the joy of my salvation that you've promised, Lord. Free me from my own belief system, from any cults that I've been involved in, or blindness. And Lord, I come just as I am. And I ask you to free me now. I receive you as my Lord and Savior, my Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. The one who was, who is to come, the Almighty, the Lord, the Messiah, the Christ, the Savior. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called, "Now Will You Come Please?" Now Will You Come Please is part of Pastor Jack's series called The Book of Revelation. It's a series on the final book of the New Testament and the unveiling of future events for us and for the world. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. Pastor Jack, I'm excited about this new book, Temptation. Tell us about that, would you?
Yeah, Davey, listen, just put out a book, Temptation, The Battle of Your Life. And I think one of the most profound things that a Christian wakes up to is that they become keenly aware that they're being tempted. Yeah. Before, you used to flow with temptation, but a believer, it's one of the hallmarks of evidence that you are a true believer, is that you now recognize temptation. So this book will walk you through some of the subtleties of our enemy. And it is the battle of your life because it's never going to stop until the day you see Jesus.
Wow.
So yeah, we're excited about it. It's extremely practical and it's kind of fun at the end. There's ask yourself portions. Mm. Ask yourself, is this going on in your life? Ask yourself, do I recognize any of these things I just read that are happening to me?
Yeah.
Ask yourself, do I need to get further help in this area? It's pretty fun. So, yep, Temptation, The Battle of Your Life.
The book Temptation is yours for a gift of any amount. It's available right now at our website, jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.